So as going into this, the Lord laid this sermon on me probably a month ago. But when I was sick a bit and knew I wasn't going to be able to preach for a spell, this day come to mind, and I was preparing for this day. So I looked in the Sunday school book a month ago to see what the lesson was this morning, and it's right in line. You know, we talk about God does not work in coincidences. He had this prepared, this day prepared to go with this lesson. And it has to do with some of the Bible studies that we've had in the past. It was the one, I can't never remember that feller's name, but it was the one of Israel and the Gons. I had to ask Greg this morning to make sure I got that word right, and that's the levels on the hillside that they made to raise their crops on. And it was about cultivating. I'm going to talk about each and every one of us, because that's what the lesson was about, was us cultivating. And on the way, I was listening to the radio, and it was saying words that end in eight, A-T-E. Cultivate ends in eight. So I got to thinking about these words, and we're going to go over some words and scriptures that go right along with it. We're going to talk about cultivating each of our gardens. And that's talking about our Christian life, our Christian walk. What do we do? How do we grow? What's some of the tools that we use? So that's the purpose of this lesson here today. And before we get started, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Again, God, we bow here humbly before you on this snowy, cold day, Lord. But you have created it, so it is a beautiful day. It is a perfect day. It is the day that we need. It is the day that you gave. It's the day that we need to appreciate and thank you for the opportunity that we can come together and worship you once again. We pray this morning, Lord, for those that couldn't be here, just wrap your arms around them and bless them as only you can. Again, I ask for you to bless your word that's open here before us. I ask for you to guide these lips that we can bring glory and honor to you. Again, I ask for you to forgive me, Lord, and these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. So as we're going forward, you know, they always talk about that starting a new year, but we are, and it's a literal thing. But this is the first day of the rest of our lives in our Christian walk. You got that? We can't change a thing from yesterday. We cannot change not one thing, but we can learn from our past. We can learn to grow and to do better and not to make the same mistakes over and over. I'm guilty. I made a lot of the same mistakes over and over and over, and that's what you get when you chase your tail. You're always following the same thing. But we're going forward as Christians here this morning, and we're going to learn how to cultivate our garden here this morning to make us grow, to get the weeds out, to make the soil good. I was thinking about Mandy bought the property next door to us. Well, I thought, well, I'm going to put a garden up there because I put one across the road from the creek and it'd get washed out every time. So, don't do that again. Put it on the hill where the water can't reach it. We'll go up there, Rodney plows that. I go up there and, man, there's too many rocks in there. So instead of working it, instead of putting my head down and start picking rocks, I just quit. We got to pick rocks. We got to pick rocks. We all got rocks. We all got weeds. We all got things in our life that makes our soil not productive. And the way it appears on paper, this will be a short sermon, but we'll see how the Lord leads it. Moving forward in our spiritual growth, how to cultivate. And I learned that word eight. As you go through and look at all the words, you have no idea how many words end in A-T-E. No idea. No idea. Gazillion, billion, quadrillion. Yeah. But eight is an action. It's something we do. It's an action. So we cannot just sit there. When you get saved, you are called to do something, as we learned in our lesson this morning. You're called to action. Apostles are called, are sent. Disciples are called to follow. And we're all that. So, when we're sent, means we go. When we follow the leading of Jesus, we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So are we sitting? Never. When we're sitting, or what happens to our gardens when we're not doing anything? The weeds take over. I've heard guys say, I neglected my yard, my garden so much I had to mow it. Yeah, you need to hoe it. It's too late when you gotta mow it. We're going to start out with some of the actions. And they're very important. And I know you'll all be able to grasp what I mean is meditate. Meditate. Think on these things. Meditate. And that's something that comes from within, deep within. And when you get saved, who do you have within? The Holy Spirit, as we learned this morning. The Bible says when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit indwells you. That's Bible. That's Word. So we're to meditate. What's going on? And so meditate on what? Well, we meditate on what helps us to grow. Help meditate on what's going to be productive. I'm going to start out in Joshua chapter 1. This is God talking to Joshua when Joshua was going into the promised land. I'm going to read verses 7 through 9. Only be thou strong and very courageous. That's pretty good stuff right there. Only be thou strong and courageous. There you go. That means don't just sit there. Because he's telling him what, be strong and courageous as they go forth. He said, just don't sit there. How can you be strong and courageous and sit there? Usually you just, well, you know what idleness happens. It says, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Meditate on that. Think about that. You can grow from that. You can be encouraged by that. Don't waver. It says, take the words of the law, the book of Moses, the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the promises that he puts in you. When we get sidetracked, and there again, like we hit on, if we keep the focus, and that means meditate right here, all this other stuff is okay. That's where he says, don't veer to the right, don't veer to the left. Stay focused. Meditate. That means all the time. Think about it all the time. Pray without ceasing. Stay hooked up. Meditate. I'm going to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. There's never a time not to. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Meditation. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Meditate. You're not going to find anything that is not good right here. When our minds wander, when our minds are not focused on this, when we're not meditating on this, the deceiver is right there. Everything out there is a distraction. Meditate, and then those things out there will take care of themselves. Stay focused. Cultivate your garden. I think I was going to read verse 9 also. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Man, what a promise. That should motivate us to meditate. I started to bring a hoe and a little cultivator and all that stuff, but I forgot. But here's a cultivator right here.
Amen. Amen.
And then we're going to talk. We're talking about the actions we do with the cultivator. Second is appreciate. And I'm going to read out of Psalm 100. And I'm sure I've told you all this before. Back when I was in the third grade, and we was required to learn the 100th Psalm. Imagine that, in school. Yeah, really. In school, to read the 100th Psalm. And that came to mind to help me to learn to appreciate. Do you appreciate what God has done for you? Right now, this very second. Think about the next breath you have. You better show appreciation because it came from God. The very next breath. The next minute. The next anything is from God. Don't take Him for granted. Show your appreciation. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That means everybody. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because He is responsible for everybody. Everything that is here, there, and everywhere, God laid it. God put it. Without Him was nothing made. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Are you glad this morning that you're a Christian? Are you glad that He came into your life one day and saved your soul? Are you glad that He loved us so much while we were yet sinners and undeserving? He sent His very best, mind you, to suffer for you. For you. Not just us. We got to remember to keep it on an individual thing. Man, He suffered for you, Nathan. He loves you so much. You, Nathan. You think, well, who am I? That's somebody. You're somebody God loves so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. That's good stuff. That's to show our appreciation. Serve the Lord with gladness and come into His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Greg talked about the pasture today. We are His sheep. And He careth for His sheep. He left the 99. He left the 99 to go get you. To come get me. When we were lost and undone in a sinful nature with no hope and very not good enough, He came and got us anyways. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. We hit on that this morning in a Sunday school class. The grace that was given when Jesus rose from the dead is the exact same grace that is today. Very same. Never compromised, never varied, never wavered from the original thing. It endureth forever. Can you bless His name this morning for what He's done for you? And you don't have to be loud and carry on like somebody up here, but it's just a matter of a heartfelt thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. And it's a sincerity thing. We can't get caught up in the ritualistic thing. Oh, heaven, Father, you know, that's just all a physical action. I wasn't mocking nothing, but that's a ritual thing. That's just a law. That's a physical thing. This is from the heart. Where we go to meditate, that's where our praises come from what God has put in there. And that's the only place that you can go and God can go, is in there. That's where our praises need to come from. So once in a while when you're sitting there and you feel like throwing a hand up for the Lord, go ahead and do it. It's okay. It's okay. Show your appreciation. Okay, number three is dedicate. Dedicate. Do we know what dedicate means? That means to put forth. That means to set aside. That means to hold fast to something. I remember when Mandy was born, and correct me if I'm wrong, Debbie, but when Mandy was born, didn't we have her dedicated at Grace Gospel? Bill Angel dedicated her to the Lord, and you know that's a thing, a physical thing, with a spiritual meaning. But we knew there was a time that Mandy would have to dedicate herself to the Lord. But that's when you commit everything you got to the Lord. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the word believe means to be commit. So that means to be dedicated to. That means to give your heart, mind, and soul over to Him. That's what dedication is. Romans 12:1-2 says, 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. This is not me telling you. This is the Word of God telling you. It's your reasonable service to serve the Lord. And be not conformed to this world. Ooh. How often we get caught up in being conformed to this world. And a lot of times we don't realize it. We've got to be meditating. We've got to be seeking to realize, oh man, I look like the world. We need to be like Christ. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? You read the Word of God. You meditate on the Word of God. You dedicate your time to the Word of God. You dedicate your time to hanging out with Christian brothers. You dedicate your time to prayer. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's a dedication. I'm going to read Mark 12:30. Mark 12:30 says, And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Do you love the Lord thy God with all your heart this morning? Do you love Him with thy soul this morning? Do you love Him with your mind this morning? And do you love Him with all your strength this morning? And we're cultivating here. That's called dedication. Are you dedicated to Him today? Or just a part-timer? Dedicating is full-time. Dedicating is full-time. Dedicating is full-time. I didn't write down the book, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's dedication. Number four is congregate. Hebrews 12, chapter 10. Congregate. I'm going to read verses 24 and 25. It says, 23, Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Congregate. And I listed a couple other words with that. Is to congregate, we come together, to motivate, to encourage one another. Man, I get so much when I come here. The encouragement from testimonies, from songs, from singers, from prayer warriors, from teaching, from preaching, from Bible studies. And another word I had wrote there was to elevate, to lift up each other. I think we talked one evening, you know, somebody going through a hard time. We're not to beat them while they're down. We're to help them get up. Man, I'm glad the Lord and my brothers and my wife, they didn't kick on me when I was down. They tried to encourage me. They tried to be there for me and help me. And that's what we're to do with one another, is elevate. And I wrote a word beside of that was not evaluate, but to elevate. We should never evaluate. Okay? Always lift each other up. That's cultivating your garden. Encourage one another. And last is participate. I holler at that a lot. I remember when I was guilty of not participating. I liked watching everybody else do everything, and I was okay to sit there. That's not right. That's not right. And you can participate in many ways. Many ways. So you don't have to be the one that stands up and you know, if you don't feel comfortable with that. But like we talked about this morning, send the cards. Make the little phone call. Write the letter. Hey, that's participation. That's following your calling. Just being a friend to somebody. My grandpa Charlie taught me at visiting, like at the hospital. Because I asked him one day, in fact, I was visiting him. Actually, I said, Grandpa, what do I do? I'm called to be a minister. What do I do? And he ministered to me right there. But he said, just be there. Let them see your face. That way they know you care. If they want to talk, talk. But if they don't, just sit there. And I thought that's good stuff. Because I've been in that bed a time or two, and it was always nice to see somebody or to get a card. Or that's how you can participate. It's not just all about being here and doing this and that and this and that here. There's more to a Christian life than in these four walls. It's all about there. Like Greg said this morning, that ministry is probably more important than this ministry. Think about it. That's participate. I'm going to look in James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. I remember being a hearer. I'd come here, sit there, and hear. But I didn't act. And that's going to take us right into the altar call part of it. If you're here this morning and you're lost, and you've heard the word, do not be a hearer only. Respond. Now, if you're here this morning and you're lost, look around. Is it a bad thing to be a Christian? A lot of these folks are Christians. A lot of these folks have accepted Jesus as their Savior. A lot are committed to serving the Lord. A lot are committed into witnessing out there. So what's keeping you from becoming a Christian today? Is it because of these hateful people? I don't see a hateful person one in here. I see the love of Jesus here this morning. I ask, as they come and get a song, I ask, are you lost today? You can come to know Him today. Be a doer of the Word. The Word says, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You've heard those words. Those words come out of John chapter 3, verse 16. Out of the Word of God, inspired. Those are the words of Jesus. And you've heard Him. Can you respond to Him this morning if you don't know Jesus as your Savior? Revelation chapter 3, verses 19 through 22 said, "As many as I love," this is Jesus speaking, "as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten." Why does He do that? Because He loves you. "Be zealous, therefore, and repent." If you're lost here this morning, He's just asking you to repent, and repent is an action. Just to say, "Yes, Lord, stand up." "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," do you hear His voice this morning? "And open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me."